WTF? Someone said it was a cactus. We get cactus.
Cactus?
Main cactus turn on.
Oh snap.
How are you, old losers? All your pranks all belong to us. You are on your way to laughter.
What you say on your radio?
You have no chance to change the station. Make you a call to the prank show. Ha 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 ha. All your pranks all belong to us. 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 All your pranks. All your pranks. All your pranks. All your pranks. All belong to us. All your pranks. All belong to us.
Welcome everybody to the second episode of The Prank Show. This evening has been insane. There have been a lot of crazy things happening that we'll get into in a little bit. I'm your host, RTH. With me this evening is Laugh Track Matt.
Cheers.
Our producer, HBB.
Sup.
We've also got Tabachi on the line.
Salutations.
And Trevor is here as well.
As always.
And I think we also have Pseudo.
Yes.
And I see awesome. We have Jen and Roxy in the tiny chat. A few other people. A-Freak.
Has Roxy cut herself?
No, but I'm sure she's on her period bleeding once again.
Awesome.
If anybody else wants to call in, our number is 505-796-5695 or Skype us at The Prank Show. Today's prank show is brought to you by the word banana.
The letter Q and the number 12.
My nutty cat Sans, the white little fucker you see in pictures on Facebook and DeviantArt. Show is also brought to you by Sonic Burgers. And as always, Carl's Jr.
You gotta give a Carl's Jr. there, love.
This is our second show, which is pretty cool. There are some big announcements that go with that. Number one is that the podcast is in the Apple Store. It was approved. So if you want to check us out on iTunes, just look for The Prank Show or search Rob the Hyena. You can also go to cacti.radio.com/prankshow/iTunes. To find us in iTunes, or you can subscribe directly at cactiradio.com/prankshow/RSS. Looks like Samantha wants in on the call. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, Rob the Hyena.
How's it going?
It's going super great now.
All right, awesome. We're dropping some show info, so shut the fuck up. If you guys want to drop any requests, as always, send them to rth@cactiradio.com. Make sure you put in subjects like prank idea, shout out, or music if you want me to play some music on the air. But if you're going to send me music, for the love of God, please put the MP3 in there. I'm not going to go rummaging around Pirate Bay for your shitty techno music. So make sure you attach the MP3, or I swear to the love of Cactus, I will block you from my email. You'll have to make an entirely new one just to send me shit. I was going to dedicate this evening's prank show to RBCP, but you know what? Fuck you, RBCP. If no one knows, cactiradio.com is down today. Just the DNS that leads to it, so I can access it through SSH and a variety of other ways, but if you try to go to it on the web, you'd get this page cannot be found. but I was able to redirect it to my Pirates of the Software affiliated website.
It took Rob about 2 hours to get it to work. Intense hacking, so, but it's there.
Yeah.
If you can't hear it on the stream, go to the phonelosers.org page and please click on the big red stream thing. Unless you're colorblind, then it will all look black to you or some shit.
Just look for a triangle button.
If you are red, green, colorblind, you will not be able to distinguish the red button from a green button.
Well, then, unless you're mathematically retarded, use the triangle button. Some other shout-outs. I want to give a big shout-out to Senator Wiener's Wiener. I want to give a shout-out to Rhonda in Tennessee, because tonight we're doing hotel prank calls. I've also got
killer
some
robots. Yeah.
I've also got some other prank
bitch,
calls.
Bitch, I will kill you. Continue.
Yeah, no. Instead, how about just hang up? Yeah. Bye, Samantha.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so another shout-out. I've got Meredith. I've got Zelda Lover, Autobot Girl, and AJ. I was going to talk a little bit about us this evening. So I'm Rob the Hyena. Been listening to the phone show for 4 months. Been a long time phone loser of America for 4 or 5 years. And I love everything that has to do with fucking with people on the phones. You can also check out my website, robrayburn.com, or you can check me out by looking up Rob Rayburn on Google and finding me in a million places.
I'll check you out.
So go ahead and just
stalk the hell out of me. You can also look at the men's bathroom stalls in your local bar. His phone number's there.
Yes, it changes regularly, but there's always a nice homo who's got my number and tattooed it on some wall stall. Laugh Track Matt is with us. Matt, did you want to tell everybody a little about yourself and how long you've been a phone loser?
My name's Matt, and I'm an alcoholic.
Matt, alcoholics go to AA.
This is an AA, Matt. This is an AA, Matt. This is a different show.
Yeah, I don't know how long I've been on the fucking phone show. every day that isn't today is the other day to me.
Great, Matt.
Okay.
HBB, talk about yourself.
I'm a girl, and I do shit. How about that?
Tell people how you like Transformers.
You really don't want me to go into that.
I just said tell them you like Transformers. I didn't need a synopsis of every movie.
Fine. I like Transformers, and I like cars.
She's technically our intern, people. Don't worry. We don't pay her.
Isn't everybody in Cactay Radio unpaid?
Yes, technically speaking, since none of us make any money from this, yeah, we're pretty much totally unpaid. Apparently, Tabachi got dropped, so I guess he's back. Whatever.
Yeah, some fucker out there just tried to hack me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But that's okay. I'm too smart for you, so fuck off.
I downloaded LOIC off of Lulzsec. I was trying it out.
Well, thanks.
I wanted to throw in a couple plugs for my application review website, appsitement.com, and my friend John Hargrave. He runs Zug.com, awesome comedy site, and an amazing place for pranks. So if you are a little short for prank ideas, you definitely should check out Zug, Z-U-G, Zug.com. Okay, now I'm going to open the floor to new cacti news. And obviously the site's been down, we talked about that, so does anybody else have any other new cacti news?
I think Rappy's visiting Brad today.
Yeah, Rappy is visiting with Brad today. Brad texted me to let me know that he's going to visit him. I'm going to read you guys the text he sent me when I told him that cactiradio.com website was down. I'm going to read it verbatim so that I get this exactly right. I sent out SOS, cactiradio.com. HTTP down, FTP up. And then 20 minutes later, I get back from Brad Carter. Thanks. I'm gone for a weekend, seeing Rappy, so I don't care, smiley face.
If they check in anywhere on Facebook, I'll just check in with them because I got a nifty little app that lets me fake my GPS and I can check in with them.
Somebody just dropped a prank request. Says it's from Tombstone. Don't know about that. It says, when you go live, call an old man named Joe. He got married to a girl he met online. That's it. Is this the same fucking Joe he wants us to call every other show?
Yeah.
Hey, Tombstone. Fuck you, buddy.
You're vicious tonight, Rob.
Yeah, today has been one of those days where everything that could go possibly fucking wrong did. Some software updated, and I had to do things that I generally don't like doing. Number one, paying for software. Yeah. I did get a really, really massive discount, but I did pay for software, and I feel ashamed.
Isn't that ridiculous?
And Matt sent me some DEFCON money. He's like a third of the way there for owning up to his side of the bargain.
Somebody needs to send me some goddamn DEFCON money. I've got zero, and I want to go.
And we got to contribute to the Kill Roxy's Dogs Fund.
Yeah. Just tell him to break the dog with.
There's a Kill Roxy's Dog Fund, huh?
Yeah. I would send out my Bitcoin address for it, but it would take too much time, and I haven't memorized it.
You know, you should have dropped that shit earlier when I was letting people do plugs. Way to fuck up my script.
No. You've just been talking for half an hour. No one else has had a chance to, so relax yourself.
Well, it's his fucking show. So
shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Yeah, hang up time on her.
What was I saying?
You were saying goodbye.
She'll keep it up. Okay. You shouldn't get in that war.
There's an unknown number. Let's see who it is. Is it a phone loser or a phone winner? What do you think? Taking all bets. Hello, unknown number.
I'm gonna suck your dick.
He's gonna suck your dick.
I'm all set.
Apparently we offended Roxy.
How do we offend her?
Roxy, I would never kill your dog.
She'd pay me to do it, though.
HBB has given us a whole bunch of hotel prank calls. We've got the Renaissance in California. Here we go.
Whose is it?
Who wants it? Hurry up, Matt. Talk to him.
What?
You going to talk to him?
Last track, Matt.
Renaissance what Hotel. Room? Ask for 130.
Thank you for calling the Renaissance Hotel in Agoura Hills. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, hey there, goof. Give me room 130.
130, of course, just a moment.
Yeah, no, hurry up.
There's nobody in room 130, unfortunately.
230. 230.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the last name?
The last name is Hillock, dickneck. Oh. I can't act like that front desk guy. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to tell.
Pull a next door neighbor call.
You've reached the Renaissance Agoura Hills Message Center.
Oh, fuck.
That joint's way too classy.
It's too classy for you, Matt. Hey, Legend. Yeah.
Hello.
Legend.
How you doing? Okay.
Hey, Legend.
These are Best Westerns in Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, see how we fare with these.
Alaska's not bad. They're 6 hours behind because I don't think they observe daylight saving.
Each floor goes 1 to 39 or 201 to 239 or 301
try room
to
108. My favorite room is 108.
Then you do the call.
I don't know if they have a 108. They might have an 8. The first floor is supposed to be 1s. So here we go.
That makes it 1. Oh, never mind.
Best Western Golden Lion Hotel. This is Jeff.
Can I have room 108?
I don't have a room 108.
No, Jake, it's room 208.
208, yeah.
I don't have a 208 either.
Oh, maybe it was just room 8.
There's no 208.
It's just 8.
There's no 8 either.
All right, well, fuck off.
I like your hang-up noise.
Here's another Best Western. This one is in Harbor Drive, Valdez.
Valdez?
All right, I got it.
Alaska. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you for calling Best Western Base Harbor Inn. This is Hannah. How can I help you?
Good evening, ma'am. Room 108, please.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello?
This is Ted down at the front desk.
Yes.
We've been getting several noise complaints this evening from your neighbor next door. Also, they've said there might be some marijuana use in that room. They've smelled the odor from underneath the door. We're going to have to ask that you stop doing...
Come on up, then.
Well, sir, I can't just...
What room are you calling?
Is this 211, sir?
Yeah, well, come on up. Check it out.
Well, sir, I can't send one of my attendants up there if you're doing narcotics. My question is, why are you currently...
I'm telling you, send somebody up to disprove it.
Before I send an attendant up, I need to ask why you're doing that.
You must be joking.
Sir, when you signed in, you signed
we are not. We're sitting here on the bed watching television.
On the premises, nor have prostitution. We've had other...
I don't know what you're smelling, but we're sitting
here. Had other guests smell marijuana, and we've heard lots of laughing.
Well, you're going to believe them?
Well, of course we're going to believe them. You sound like, you know, a real idiot. You know, yelling at us on the phone when we're just trying to ascertain some information.
I'm not yelling at you. You're making preposterous accusations, and you don't expect me to react?
Well, of course we expect you to react. We expect
telling you. Send somebody up here and check it out.
No, we want you to come down to the front desk and apologize for being a drug addict. It's uncalled for and ridiculous.
No, this is a joke, apparently.
You think it's a joke to do drugs, sir?
Yeah, I think it's something's going on.
Why would you think it's a joke to do drugs? Do you think that it's a good example that you're setting for your children?
I don't know who you think you... It's just the front desk.
This is Ted at the front desk, sir.
Okay, what's the number at the desk? I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back
the number
front
for the front desk,
see the same
desk is zero, but he walked down here,
what do you
sir.
Think, yeah, what do you think the number for the front desk is? Are you retarded?
Now, this conference
thing for front desk.
You come down to
the front desk
zero. Yeah, you dial zero for the front desk, dick neck.
What does that even mean, like having a dick for a neck?
I just love it.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Matt about that one. That's one of his euphemisms.
I think it refers to the anatomy of the part.
Wouldn't that be good? It would be big.
Totally.
I don't know what it is. It's like an ass neck, too. It's just like funny, funny stuff.
Well, I also wanted to play some clips, so this is a good segue. These are some clips that have been unaired, and... These are something that Matt and I did about a month ago. It's a Roadway Inn where Brad and Matt and I originally called about killer robots, which you can find those at phonelosers.org. But these ones had to do with a couple of people who were being really loud and all their neighbors were getting pissed off.
What the?
These are pretty good.
So we called them and told them they were being loud, and they're like, no, we're not being loud. So we had somebody knock on their door. So here's the first call.
This is the front desk. We've had a lot of reports of people coming in and out of that room.
No, we was getting stuff out the trip.
We're worried that maybe that there might be some hanky-panky going on. Some of the guests on either side of you have complained about a lot of noise, if you know what I mean.
That was next door fight.
We think there might be some prostitution going on. We're a bit concerned that you might be part of that.
No, it's 1:11.
Well, that's where the prostitution's going on. We'll get real deep into it.
Prostitution?
Yeah, the prostitution.
Yeah.
Yes, this lady was she was really confused, but she was really pissed off about her neighbors. So then we went and once they gave us their number, we went and called them.
So front desk, we just had a noise complaint from the adjacent rooms about some heavy noise.
Okay, we've been asleep for a while.
Well, that doesn't change the fact that we've had several noise complaints, and we've had reports of people coming in and out of that room all evening.
Okay, I think you've got the wrong room.
I'm not going to say specifically which one of your neighbors just complained to us. She was pretty adamant about drug and prostitution coming out of that room.
No, that's not going on here.
I actually sent one of the night attendants to see if there was any noise, and he definitely heard a lot of banging and screaming.
I mean, we had the TV on a while ago. You know, it was a little loud, but that's about it. I mean, there's no prostitution or drugs.
What I don't understand is why we're getting complaints left and right. I mean, if I have to, I will have the person that's right next to you go over to your door and make a formal complaint. Because as soon as they make a formal complaint, then we do have the right to eject you.
There's no noise being made. Will you be quiet? Hang on just a second.
It's the front
desk. Somebody can go up to the office and just say that there's prostitution, drugs going on. There's no proof, nothing whatsoever.
We err on the side of caution, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you just tell me to shut the fuck up?
No, not you. I'm sorry.
No, did you just tell me to shut the fuck up?
No, I'm not talking to you.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to somebody in my room.
What's the other occupant's name, sir?
Debbie.
Debbie. Well, once one neighbor knocks on another neighbor's door and the other neighbor doesn't take the issue seriously, we then step in and get involved, and then we toss you out on your ass for this kind of shit, because quite frankly, it's a little late in the evening to be dealing with it, and I don't like working this shift anyway, and I'm not going to put up with this crap.
So that guy thought we were going to throw him out, but he only agreed to let us throw him out if another neighbor complained. So we did call the other lady and asked her to knock on his door and tell him to shut the hell up. And I'll play that after some music by Rappy McRapperson, and if anybody actually wants to hear it. So I'll look to Tiny Chat to find out if anybody wants to hear the rest of that call. And if you're not in Tiny Chat, you should get your ass there. It's tinychat.com/phonelosers. But here's some Rappy McRapperson.
All the cool kids go to Tiny Chat.
Oh my god, they're infecting the city! They're coming down from the sky! I'm scared! They're kind of crazy, full of metal nuts and bolts and ray guns.
Oh, I understand.
I woke up in a dumpster, feeding for crack. I had a broken arm and a bruise on my nutsack. And I just got ass from this fat bitch who's got her eye on my bus pass. But she's got a mustache. Won't you please get out of my trash?
Okay.
Then this alien on a galactic mission told me a bunch of shit and he was hoping I would listen. You live the grimy life, so dirty, not clean. You're a hardcore punk like Avril Lavigne. And you know these machines from outer space?
The ones that eat better.
They came from the sky when I was eating pie. I wasn't even scared, so I didn't even cry. I wasn't even high, I wouldn't even lie. I saw these robots, but I didn't run and hide. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. I wake up in my clothes, I fuck a lot of hoes.
Do aliens exist?
Nobody knows, but I know that aliens do exist. I know because an alien gave me a kiss. So I gave him a hug and he shook my hand and he said,
I'm from Japan.
These aliens are good and robots are bad. A robot's brain is controlled by the man. Saw this robot in the back of my barn.
What'd you do?
I beat him up with my prosthetic arm. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash.
Here you go.
Rapping robots will fuck your face.
My face.
Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash.
Yoink.
Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots, they curse and cuss.
Fucking shit.
Rapping robots are first on the bus. Rapping robots immersed with rust. Rapping robots are dirty like dust.
They're dirty like dust and they're dirty like dust.
What the? Jim, shut up.
Put that space alien ray gun away, please. It's embarrassing me. Things are freaking huge. Good lord. Criminy Johnson, get out of my sight.
Yeah, you don't tell me what to do, shut up.
Stop it, Billy.
Rapping robots from outer space.
Whatever.
Rapping robots will steal your hat.
Loser.
Rapping robots will
fuck your face.
Rapping robots will molest your ass. Fuck. Grandma. Grandma's a fucking zombie. And you don't believe me, you pay $10. Shove a dildo in your eyeball. You heard me, motherfucker. Lick my ball sack. Lake Hills. Represent style. 204 height 9. Eat my butthole.
Oh,
okay, so that was a little Rappy McRapperson.
Rappy McRapperson rules.
You gotta praise the J every day.
He's hanging out with Brad.
Oh, weed every day.
Carter today, supposedly. So, I left it up to Roxy on Tiny Chat whether or not we should play the rest of that call and find out what happened to those crazy people. So let's see if Roxy gives us the thumbs up. We'll do
it. Fuck her dog and fuck her. Play it.
No. I want to see if she actually gives a shit. Depends on if she's even listening. Tell you what. I'll take any girl on Tiny Chat. Any girl on Tiny Chat gives us a thumbs up, and we'll play it. Oh, there we go. Unanimous. So y'all get to listen now. So if you don't like it, too fucking bad. Okay, so here's when we called the first lady to ask her to go knock on the door.
I spoke with the occupants of 111, and I let them know that per our condition and policies, if a formal complaint is brought against them for excessive noise, that they would be ejected from the room.
Since they checked in, they have been loud, calling each other bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you do me a favor, though? All you have to do is you have to knock on their door and make sure that they can hear you and just say, please keep it down.
Okay, hold on. Can y'all please keep it down? We can hear you guys over here. My son is asleep.
Now that the formal complaint's on record, we will notify them, and we should be able to take care of your problems for you.
So she was a good sport and knocked on the door. If anybody wonders why these clips are a little bit choppy, it's because I cut huge chunks out of these clips.
Yeah. You got right down to the meat and potatoes of them.
Yeah, exactly. But there are some definite little funny nuances to these, so just go ahead and check out the whole thing at piratesofthesoftware.com. It's in the audio section under pranks. Yeah. But this is when we call this guy back, and shit just kind of gets a little, little crazy.
Hello, is Roy at the front desk?
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
Levi.
We did get several formal complaints. One of them was issued moments after getting off the phone with you, and per our terms and conditions, I'm going to have to go ahead and eject you.
Okay, I really don't understand exactly why.
What do you mean, understand why? You know, you guys are, you know, selling drugs, and there's a suspected prostitution, and you've obviously been loud.
I mean, as far as drugs and prostitution, I mean, there's none of that going on.
When you continue to bother the other customers here at the Redway, it's not acceptable.
I understand that.
Why do you think it's acceptable to be as loud as you are? And why do you think it's acceptable to be coming and going at all hours, engaging in sexual activities and narcotic use?
It's not. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. It's not acceptable. I've heard knocking on your door. I've heard complaints from my attendants. Why would I believe you when I have a mountain of evidence against your claim that you're not doing anything?
I mean, there's no reason to, but...
No, obviously there's no reason to. So you agree that what you're telling me is a bunch of bullshit.
No, I'm telling you the truth. There is nothing going on.
You think you're telling me the truth, and I have no provocation to remove you from your room when clearly you guys are dopers who are selling your body.
No.
So it's okay to sell your body for drugs, and it's okay to bother the customers with loud sexual lewd acts, but it's not okay for us to remove you from the room. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm getting really pissed off.
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm telling you, you know, there is nothing going on. We're not prostitution. There's no drugs, nothing like that. We were being loud a while ago, but...
So you admit that, at least. We're kind of getting to the bottom of this. So first it's we're not making any noise. Now it's we're loud. Next it's going to be, okay, she wasn't touching me inappropriately. Then it's going to be, okay, maybe she was blowing me, and then she was fucking me, and then I was fucking a guy, and then I was fucking a midget. And then, yeah, I had some crack, and then I shot some heroin. Before we know it... All you're doing is fucking midgets and doing fastballs and speed.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but...
You understand what I'm saying. You sure you understand what I'm saying? Because I think you might be too fucking high to understand what I'm saying.
Excuse me?
I said, I think you might be too fucking high to understand what I'm saying. And in about 10 fucking minutes, I'm going to send an attendant up there to throw you out on your fucking ass. Because I put up with enough of this shit. Try to let you get out of this situation before anybody had to get involved. And the other woman on there, she sounds like she's fucking high.
There's nobody high here. All I'm doing is sitting here...
Put her on the phone, because I want to make sure she's not high. If she's stoned, we're going to have a real problem.
Yeah, nobody is stoned here. There's no drugs or nothing. All I'm sitting here is having a drink.
Put her on the phone. I think you're not putting her on the phone, because you think she might be high.
Okay, hang on a second.
What?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I need to know, have you been doing narcotics this evening?
No, I have not.
You sound like you might be a little glossed over. You take any medication? Can you operate heavy machinery right now?
No. I don't drive.
You don't drive when you're high?
I didn't even have a car.
Oh, so your car was revoked because of all the drugs you were doing? Perhaps a DUI? Is that why you're selling your body?
No, I'm not doing that. I don't do that.
You don't do that? So do you just give blowjobs?
No, I don't. I don't do that kind of stuff.
You don't give your man a blowjob? That sounds pretty bad. You should at least suck him every once in a while, especially if he's cracking you up, you freaking whore.
I'm not doing that kind of shit. I don't do that.
What kind of shit are you doing? You doing whippets?
No. I'm not drinking. I've not been drinking anything. Except Pepsi.
You got laced with some LSD? You doing some goofballs?
Do what?
Are you doing Wowie Sauce?
No, I don't.
You guys been engaging in sexual activities at all, because we are going to sweep the room, and if we find any content of sexual activities, then we're going to be contacting Vice.
No, there's nobody here doing that.
We're allowed to have sex with him, you know, as long as there's no money involved. So we've already caught you in a lie about the noise, and now we're going to catch you in a lie about the sex. And let me tell you, if it's sex and noise, we're also going to assume there's drugs.
I'm not doing that kind of stuff.
We're going to have a team come in, and we're going to check the entire room for sex. Hello.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
We already know you've been loud and noisy. We already know there's people coming and going. If we find any fluids that indicate there's been any sexual activity in the last 96 hours, then the entire scene is going to be swept by a CSI team. And I need to know now whether or not there's been any sexual activities in that room.
There has not been since we've been here, and that's been a day and a half now.
A day and a half, and you haven't had any sexual activities? You haven't fucked, you haven't blown, you haven't nothing? Because if there's a drop of cum in that room, bam.
Nope.
You guys are going to be up Shit's Creek without a paddle, my friend.
There's not been nothing going on like that. I swear to you, there's nothing.
Nobody's been hitting anybody? Because there's definitely complaints of physical altercation, so if you're not having sex, then somebody's abusing somebody.
There's been nothing like that. I don't know who would be saying that. No sex, no drugs, nothing going on.
Really?
Like I said, I mean, the worst thing I've done...
You told me there was no noise, and there's definitely noise.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were sitting here a little while ago listening to music on the TV, and that's about it.
Why would the patrons have been saying that there were physical altercations if all they heard was the radio?
I don't know. I really don't.
What you're telling me is it's just the radio, even though they hear lots of banging and grunting and what sounds like two people slamming up against each other, whether they be punching each other or fucking each other like two dogs in a parking lot. You're just telling me that really it's just all in people's imaginations.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not coming from this room.
Fuck you, buddy. You crack smoking whores are out of here.
So that was that call.
That's the end of that chapter. And then I throw my scarf all over my shoulder.
I have to say, that guy was surprisingly calm for the whole thing.
Something was weird.
You know, like,
yeah, like who sits there and just like plays like the music channel with some prod? And they really were like fighting all crazy earlier.
And I know that last segment seemed a little long because it even cut down. It was 5 minutes, but you guys don't understand. That call was almost 2 hours long. These people,
yeah,
I would say the craziest shit to them. And they would say, nope, no, no, it's all fine. And I swear in the background, they're like dumping all their drugs down the toilet.
Yeah. Well, like the initial thing you told her, he's like, shut the fuck up.
Take your money and get out of here, you whore. When the original person in room 110 we talked to was telling us was that they had been beating each other and she heard them like biting each other and all kinds of crazy shit. She went on forever, and then she complained about her room and stuff, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I called a hotel room, and I talked to him like 3 times. I told him I was front desk each time. First time I said, do you have anybody else in your room? The guy's like, oh, no, nobody else here. I said, well, you know, we don't allow hookers here. And like second time, he goes, I go, you know, we don't allow hookers here. He goes, I said, I'm going to call the cops. And I hear him say to somebody else in the room, he's going to call the cops. And I hear him voice. Then the third time they wouldn't let me through again. He apparently called the front desk, said somebody's calling me, saying they're from front desk. Ruined the whole damn thing.
Well, here we go. We're going to add in a number here, and it should be any room between 201 and 240.
I got to piss, but I'll be nice and mute.
All 219. Right.
Thank you for calling Best Western Valleys Harbor, and this is Hannah. How can I help you?
Hi, can I have 213, please?
Yes, here you go.
Thank you. Go for it, Trevor.
Hello?
Sam, this is Roy down at the front desk. We've had reports from room 217 that there's a marijuana smell coming from your room.
No, we have 213.
We've heard reports of that, so we're going to have to send somebody from security up.
No.
Ma'am, perhaps it's the room next door. Do you smell anything coming from the room next door?
I don't know.
You don't know? You need to go into your bathroom for me, ma'am.
A moment, please.
No, it's immediate. You can't put me on hold. I can't wait.
She ain't down with snitching.
Hello?
We've had some reports of a weird odor coming from your room, maybe from the bathroom. Can you go in the bathroom and take the phone with you and see if you smell anything?
Okay. Hang on. I can't take the phone with me, right?
There's a woman in the room. Can you ask her to go into the bathroom and flush the toilet? Maybe it's a clog in the toilet. Ask her to flush the toilet.
Okay. Hast du mal spülen und ob stinkt?
Yeah, exactly. Have her mush-nush in the toilet. Flush.
Yeah, we flushed.
Is it working? Do you smell anything?
Hang on a second. Doesn't smell, she says.
Well, we're detecting that maybe there might be some kind of clog in the toilet. Can you take the tank off the back of the toilet and look inside the tank and tell me if you see anything in there?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Yeah, just tell her to do it and tell me what she says. I need to be able to hear her doing this. It's important.
Ja, kannst du mal schnell den Deckel lupfen vom WC-Kasten hin?
Sir, what language is that you're talking?
Swiss.
We're trying to figure out where this smell is coming from. Can you just rip the sheets off the bed, please, sir, and look on the bed, see if there's anything there? We don't want you to sleep in anything disgusting or dirty, so just rip the sheets off the bed and tell me if there's anything there. I need you to pull the sheets right off the bed.
She says in the toilet there is some, rost. Hang on, I have to check with my dictionary here.
Did somebody take a poop?
In the toilet there is nothing smelling, she says, so there is...
Okay, what you gotta do is go in the bathroom, all right? You gotta take the top off the tank of the toilet.
Yeah, that's
and
you did.
You gotta reach down in there, you gotta pull up the flap with your hand.
Huh?
In there and pull up the flap with your hand.
Yeah, the flap might be stuck. Just tell her to lift the chain. There's a little chain. Tell her to lift it up. That'll release the water. That might be a problem with the water. While she does that, sir, I need you to pull all the blankets and sheets off the bed and tell me if you see anything on the bed.
There is some rust in this cage in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Let her do that. What you got to do is pull all the blankets off the bed. Have you pulled all the blankets off the bed or not?
Of one of them.
There's two beds?
Is this a joke or what?
No, if there's two beds,
you
need to...
Are you joking me or what?
Well, we need to find out what this horrible smell is. It's a horrible, terrible smell. You need to pull everything off the bed so we can find out. We don't want you sleeping in anything filthy. If we find out there's anything filthy...
How do you know about the smell?
Well, the other people around you are complaining that it smells really bad, like old cheese or something.
Oh, okay. Well, there is another good smell in the room. That's correct, yes. Yeah.
The bad smell, sure. Take all the blankets off the bed. I want you to take them all off the bed.
That's what I do right now.
Yeah. I can't send any of my people that work here up there to do it, because if there's anything that's bad, any bad-smelling Swiss cheese or anything moldy like that on the blankets, then they might get sick.
No.
So until we know there's nothing wrong, then I can't send them up there. Could you
take
a picture?
What you got to do is take all the sheets off the beds, all right, and throw them outside the door. We're going to send housekeeping up. They're going to take those sheets away, and they're going to drop off clean sheets.
Yeah, put all the sheets outside. Is your phone able to take pictures?
My cell phone is.
We need to verify that this is done before we can send anybody there, so I need you to take a picture with your cell phone.
And then what to do with that?
Do you know how to post that picture to something like Tumblr?
Photo bucket, sir.
What?
Photo bucket, Tumblr, Facebook, something like that.
Are you calling me from the front desk or what?
Yes, I'm calling you from the front desk, and this is very important. We don't want any diseased stuff to be given to our hotel personnel, so I need you to take a picture so I can see that it's not gross.
Yeah, but why don't you come up and have a look?
I can't send my people up there if you've got disease all over you. I'm worried about them, so you need to take a picture to prove that you're not disgusting.
Look, before we come up, what you got to do is take all the sheets off both the beds, right? You got to open the door, throw the sheets out into the hallway. We're going to send somebody up from housekeeping to collect those and get you fresh sheets. They'll be up in 10 minutes. You got to have it done in 10 minutes.
All the sheets.
Yeah, all of them. Is everyone from your country stinky, or is it just you?
I don't know. We have just arrived. There was a little smell in the room. Yeah, that's correct.
Do you think maybe it could be you? Do you think perhaps you're the one that smells bad? When was the last time you bathed, sir? When was the last time you bathed? Bathroom. When was the last time you bathed?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? You haven't bathed at all today? That's disgusting.
What?
You haven't bathed at all today? That's disgusting.
Were you making a shite film up there, sir?
I had...
No, were you making a shite film?
I don't discuss on the phone. I come down now.
No, you need to stay in the room, sir. You're all disgusting and diseased. I don't want your smell to get on me.
I don't know what you want.
I want you to tell me if you...
take all the sheets off of both the beds and throw them out the door, sir. Both beds, take all the sheets off the beds and throw them out the door. The homekeeping service is going to be up in 10 minutes, along with our security guard. They will collect the sheets and leave you clean ones.
But if you smell, sir, we're going to have to throw you out. It seems that you're the one that stinks, so I guess the best thing to do would just be to throw you out of the hotel for being a smelly, smelly Swiss cheese.
No, this is the joke now.
No, you smell bad. We're going to throw you out.
I don't smell bad. The room does.
No, you smell bad. Our room smelled excellent before you got there, and everyone on your floor says that as soon as you arrived, it started to stink. No, you smell like a shisa.
You could have had him go down to the front desk with the sheets.
Not a shisa either. It's shice.
How many of you actually speak German?
I learned some German. It's shice.
Matt, you can have the next one. I'll call a room right next door. We'll call the room right next door before they go down to the front desk and they get wise to us.
They're not going to go down. It's already a joke. They're not going down there.
All right, we'll call the room next door. Let's see if they threw their sheets out.
They
what
didn't.
Room was that you were calling?
That was 213, so we probably went like 214.
Thank you for calling Best Western Daddy's Harbor, and this is Hannah. How can I help you?
Yeah, could I have room 217, please?
Hello?
This is Roy at the front desk. I need you to check something for me. Did the occupants of room 213 put their dirty laundry out in the hallway?
I didn't see anything in the hallway on my way to this
room. Could you take a look, please? Because we've gotten some reports that there's some shenanigans going up on out there.
I don't see anything out in the hallway.
They didn't put anything out in the hallway, ma'am?
I just checked into this room, sir. I did not put anything out in the hallway.
We've been having a lot of complaints about people running and maybe some screaming and banging and all kinds of complaints. We wanted to make sure that nobody's doing anything inappropriate. You say you just checked in? This is Dale. Yes. I work in the back room at the front desk, so... I apologize if I didn't see you. If you're hearing anything from your neighbors, it would be really helpful if you reported. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask you to leave because it's just not acceptable to be bothering the other guests.
Wait a minute. We just checked in this minute. What are you talking about?
I'm just giving you a
fair... This is room two... I'm confused. You asked me to check about laundry for somebody in 213, four rooms down, whom I don't even know. I told you there's nothing out in the hallway, and that's fine.
Can you go down and actually knock on the door 213 and tell them they need to come
sir,
by?
Sir, I don't work for the hotel. If you want to know if they put laundry out, you can send an employee to check.
No, ma'am, but you don't understand. If
you
it's you who's
playing
doing...
a prank, because if this is your idea of fun, I don't think it's very funny.
Well, ma'am, if you're the one who's doing it, then we're going to have to eject you from the hotel.
Yeah, okay, you do that.
If this is your idea of a prank.
That was weird. Trevor asked you to go look at the sheets. I didn't really know
she
where to go.
She actually went
there.
Out in the hallway and did.
That's awesome.
I didn't know where to go from there. And now I'm going to play another song by Rappy McRapperson.
Crack. Let's go back in time and get more.
Walk the plank, Mickey and Yar. Hey, what up?
Yar! I'm one eyed Bluebeard Symphony Sam! Eat my nuts, I'm Pirate Man! Get off my dick so I can shoot you in the face! Ha ha ha! You're Pirate bitch. You wanna buy some crack?
Suck pirate dick and lick pirate sperm. You're crack whore ass smoking sherm. I'm Syphilis Sam from the Eye Patch Crew. Yo, lo, 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 lay. Bitch, please, you must have an STD. Particles on your cooch, now they're all on me. When you look at me cross-eyed, I know you want to fuck.
Is that a herpes wart?
No, it's a birthmark. We got freaky in the park.
Through my butthole.
I couldn't see her face because it was dark. She reached my wallet. I said, no can do. Syphilis Sam's in the Eye Patch Crew. Because I never give treasure to a hoe.
That's for sure.
You know it, bro.
We are pirates, ho.
We are robots, yo. Wow.
Pirates and robots rule the world. We are pirates, ho.
We are robots, yo.
Pirates and robots pirates rule the world.
Put your hands in the air. Wave them around like you just don't care. And if you suck a lot of robot dick, then let me hear you say, oh yeah.
I haven't bathed in over 7 months, but every day I smoke a blunt. I'm surrounded by men, but I'm not gay.
Robots and pirates don't swing that way.
I wear a vest on my chest just in case I get stabbed. Condoms haven't been invented yet, so you know I got crabs. When I give them to your doctor, she will scream in pain. Then they will eat her flesh. So what's my name? That's right, bitch. When I sell you as a slave, it'll make me rich. I hoard my booty for years on end. I'm a social moron, so I have no friends. Bling bling, money ain't the thing. When we sail the seven seas and steal all sorts of things. Give me all your money, you can write the check. Make it to Peg Leg Pete, the first man on deck. I'm going to stop rapping because I'm running out of breath. But not before a wench gets beat to death.
We are pirates, ho!
We are robots, yo!
Pirates and robots rule the world! We are pirates, ho!
We are robots, yo!
Pirates and robots rule the world! We are pirates, ho!
We are robots, yo!
Pirates and robots rule the world! We are pirates, ho!
We are robots, yo!
Pirates and robots rule the world!
All right, well, I'm going to try one of these new numbers that HBB has left me.
The shittier hotels are better, I think. People are more down on their luck.
We should find some hotels that like have weekly rooms that are like in cheaper parts of town. People who are like actually living there in between.
Well, HBB really wanted me to call this Disney Resort. It's the Disney Ports, New Orleans or something? Port Orleans? I don't know.
Port Orleans. I stayed there after my evil.
Good evening. This is Pam. How may I assist you?
Yes. Can I have room 813, please?
A moment.
You're on laugh track.
Oh, Jesus. What the? I have nothing.
What is the room number, sir?
813, ma'am.
It has to have more than three numbers. What is the guest last name?
It says 813. Maybe it's 8134.
No, sir, that's not a valid number. What is the guest last name?
All I got is like 813 here. It's in Port Orleans. It's off the Rue de Bega. I'm not sure. That's what they said. It was 813, so I'm not sure what room you have off of Rue de Bega. They said it was Rue de Bega.
You don't know the guest last name?
Ma'am, this is Dale. I'm the supervisor here over at the Epcot View Center. We had a guest who left an item here. This is what's on their information. It seems to be a room reservation card, but it's been through the water, so I'm not exactly sure what it says.
Oh, okay.
What are the numbers like at your place? Like I said, it looks like a 13. what are the floor numbers like at your place? Is it like, do you have like 12, 13 numbers like that?
Yeah, well, it's usually four numbers, though.
Well, yeah, but what's the first number on each? Is each floor the first number?
Yes.
Because it kind of looks like 12, 13. Do you have a 12, 13?
Let me check. Yes, we do.
Okay. I can barely even read the name on this. Do you have a name for 12, 13?
Yes, it's like the Spanish name. It's Antunes.
Is it like Antunes? Yeah, that should be it. I think that's it. I think that'd be great. Can you put us into 213,
okay,
please?
I'll connect you.
Great, thank you.
Have a nice good day.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Trevor.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mike down at the front desk.
Okay.
Is this Mrs. Antunes? Is this room 1213? Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Is this room 1213?
No.
What room is this?
1213.
This is the front desk. Are you an adult?
What?
Is there an adult there?
No.
No? Are you all by yourself unsupervised? Okay, that look at some little Spanish kid. Are you INS? Please go away. I'm trying to enjoy Disney. All right, let's try that.
That's all I remember from Port Orleans was they had all these stupid fucking signs.
Bird of Vega.
For the little lanes where all the hotel rooms was, and the thing looks like New Orleans. And one of them was named Rue de Bega.
Okay.
It was my honeymoon. I was fucking drunk. What do I know?
All right, I got this. I'm going to use that.
Married.
Hold
Made
on.
The worst decision of my life.
Everybody shut up.
Good morning. Does Morgana help me assist you?
Yes, may I have room 1215?
Last name?
I actually don't have a last name. This is Dale over at Epcot. We have some lost items, and there's a room ticket here, and it's 1215. I'd like to get them returned.
Okay, you don't have any names?
I have a name here. It's Jacobs.
Okay, just a moment, please. Okay. All right, I'm going to connect to you. Have a magical evening.
Great, thank you.
Have a magical evening.
Arr.
Really?
Hello.
Hi, this is the front desk. Is this room 1215?
Huh?
Is this room 1215?
No.
What room is this?
1 3 1.
What? Fucking A.
Are you retarded?
Did we get somebody stoned?
1 3 1.
He's like, I know they probably just woke up.
I think that was a sleeping child.
I know they were probably sleeping, but does that mean they had to be retarded too?
What you'd be better off doing is calling the front desk with a girl who can do like a little kid voice.
Good morning, thank you for calling me. Somebody help me assist you.
Hello, I was trying to reach 1215, but I was transferred to 1312. Can I have 1215, please?
1215. What moment, sir? What is the guest last name?
This is Dale from Epcot. There was a lost item, and their room ticket says 1215. We don't know, but I was going to be transferred to 1215 to see if I could return their item to them, but someone transferred me to 1312.
Okay, one moment, please.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a magic day.
Yeah, you have a Mickey-rific day.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 1215?
What number?
This is the front desk. Is this room 1215?
Well, I'm not understand. 1 minute, please.
Yes, can I have someone English speaking? It's important.
Hello.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, do you speak English well?
Why are you asking me?
This is the front desk, and we have an important, urgent matter we need to attend to.
Who is?
It's the front desk. The people that work at the hotel. It's the hotel calling you.
Okay.
Do you understand?
At this time.
Yeah, do you understand that the hotel is calling you and there's something important we need to tell you?
Yes, what?
We need to tell you that You can't be using drugs in your hotel room.
Use what?
You can't be using drugs in your hotel room.
Okay. Good night for you.
No, you can't hang up the phone either. If you hang up the phone, we have to kick you out of the room. Don't hang up the phone.
You should have asked for a man. Well. You're like, can I speak to a man, please?
No, you should have said you can't use a hot plate in your room.
HBB, did you get me to call a hotel that is nothing but freaking people that came over on a raft?
You complaining about my skills at finding hotels?
No, just this one in particular doesn't seem to be anyone that speaks English.
Well, then call up another one.
Or even comprehends the language.
They don't seem to be fazed by anything if they do understand. Oh, okay. No drugs. Bye.
You can't have cockfights.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Oh, okay. No problem. See ya.
That's it. I'm calling the next room and going to tell them they can't have cockfights.
Thank you for calling Hampton Downtown. St. Pete, Stephanie speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Dale from Epcot. We have some lost items, and the tag on it has your hotel. It went through maybe one of our flumes, and it looks like room 305. Do you have a room 305 there? I can't really read the name on this.
We do.
Okay. Do you have a name for 305? Like I said, I can't read this tag, and I'd like to get these items returned.
Last name, Whitson.
Whitson. It looks like Ibsen. So maybe it's Whitson. Can I have that room, please?
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Thanks.
That's why we promise friendly.
Okay, now you have to pretend to be from the front desk.
Hello?
It didn't transfer?
No, it didn't seem to work.
Can you hang up and call me right back so I can answer on one of my other phones?
Yes,
so
I will.
I can transfer you?
Yeah, okay. I'll call you right back. Thank you.
All
right,
thanks. I'm back.
Lame.
Learn how to work a goddamn phone, bitch.
Yeah, right? Learn how to use a hold button.
Hope she makes a sandwich better than she transfers a call.
Oh, there
Hello.
You go.
Yeah, hi, this is Dale.
Just a minute.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roy down at the front desk.
Yeah.
Miss Witsek, am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Oh, well, we've had a lot of complaints this evening from the adjacent rooms. There have been a variety of them, perhaps noise and maybe some strange odors. A lot of what sound like shrieking sounds, and one of them said they thought maybe someone was, they had maybe animals there, like they were fighting chickens or something. I don't know exactly what that is, but...
We were gone all night long. We're sleeping now.
Well, ma'am, if you have animals in the room, you need to...
We don't.
Well, I've already had five complaints, so, you know, obviously cockfighting is not legal in this state and would not be acceptable. Cockfighting,
no,
ma'am.
We don't have no animals in our room. We're all sleeping. We were gone all night. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know where the noise is coming from, but there's no noise in here at all.
Well, ma'am, I wanted to hold off calling.
What room are you looking at?
Is this room 305?
Yeah.
Well, that's where the complaints have come from. So if you're having cockfights, you need to first get rid of the chickens.
We're doing what?
Having cockfights, man. That's what was reported. A bunch of cockfights with chickens. You know, yeah, taking chickens and having them fight each other.
No, we don't have no chickens in this room. I'm in a dead sleep. Me, my husband, and my two kids. I have no idea where the noise is coming from. You guys can come check the room.
I don't want to send anybody up there if you've got animals in the room. That's a hazardous situation. That's what's been reported to us. So if you could go ahead and just, I understand that it's odd for you to have someone call you and ask you to stop cockfighting, but just go ahead and get rid of the chickens and we'll overlook this.
Is this a joke? There's no chickens in this room.
No, it's not a joke. We do not want to send attendants up to your room to
kick
you out if you have chickens in there. I mean, if you keep doing it, we are going to ban you, but we're going to have security come up, and that's going to incur an additional $150 charge on your bill if we have to send security.
Excuse me, we're all sleeping.
Apparently she doesn't like cockfighting.
I have an idea.
What?
We call back up to the front, and somebody bitches him out, saying, why the hell are you giving us rooms that don't have anybody in them?
I'm going to ask for a number, and then if that doesn't work, I'll call back, and you can go off on him.
Thank you for calling the Renaissance Hotel in Agoura Hills. How may I direct your call?
Yes, sir. May I please have room 215, please?
Of course, just a moment. Hello.
This is Roy down at the front desk.
Yes.
We were having an issue processing your credit card. It came back as denied.
Wait a second. First of all, my room is already paid for. And, who am I trying to reach, first of all?
Is this room 215, sir?
Yeah, yes. What's the name you're looking for?
I'm looking for a Martin.
Okay, you got the wrong name. First of all, you have the room and name all messed up, okay? Let's get this straight.
Well,
this
sir...
really pissed me off, okay?
This is...
My name is Frank Nee, okay?
Frank Nee? Well, sir, there is a $365 room cleaning charge for vomit. We're trying to charge to room 215. We're having a problem charging it. You said it's Frank Nee? Okay, sir, I'll make sure...
Are you totally fucking stupid? I just checking today. What are you talking about, 316? Check your facts, you fucking idiot.
Now that I've got the name correct, it should be easy to charge your card correctly.
My card? I'm not Marty. I'm just moving... Okay, what's your name again?
There must have been a problem with the name, but now I've got the correct name. Now I've got your name, sir... So I'll make sure I can put this information on your credit card correctly. It's a MasterCard, correct?
Whoa. What are you putting on my card?
I'm putting the $400 charge for the room cleaning fee.
I'm coming downstairs right now, okay?
No, sir. If you come downstairs right now, then we're going to have to go ahead and eject you from the room. Well, he got pissed.
Oh, my God.
Listen here, you idiot. What's an idiot?
He's going to run down there in his underwear and scream at him.
Listen here, you idiot.
Now I feel better.
If anyone wants to blame this show for sucking, blame Samantha.
That's going to be the show, everybody. You win some, you lose some on calls.
Those are Frank's call shows, man. Some shows are shit, some shows are gold.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you guys have any prank ideas that you want us to do on the air, feel free to call in or to email them to rth@kektiradio.com.